Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. My name is Steve Sexton. I'll be your host. I want to just really appreciate everybody for sharing us with your friends and family. In the United States alone, we exceeded over 600,000 listeners, so we're very excited about that. Our audience overseas is growing. We're in these 54 countries right now, and our audience keeps growing. We're well over 80,000, so we're very, very excited. I just want to thank you because it makes a difference when you share us around. So, you know what? One of the big things today is we're seeing a lot of economic storms out there, okay? We started with the pandemic, and then we started hitting inflation. We got the Ukraine war, the Russia, China, all that stuff. We got interest rates going up, which doesn't seem to slow down. We see them the interest rate increases impacting corporate earnings. We're starting to see more layoffs. And now nobody thought of this, but you know, nobody thought 3 weeks ago we're going to see some banks having some issues. And A lot of that has to do with, you know what, interest rates that they've been giving loans out for years and interest rate they're paying. And all of a sudden it's a lot higher than that. So a lot of those banks are having some issues. And the interesting part of it, it doesn't matter where you are, because we just heard this morning Credit Suisse is having some problems. And you know what? That's not a bank like the one we saw in the United States. One they had in the United States, SVB, at $200 billion. Credit Suisse is $600 billion. So it's bigger. It's affecting worldwide. Now, here's the thing, the cool thing. We actually have the perfect guest for everybody. We have Romy Pickram. She's a certified financial planner. She's got decades of experience. She's a co-founder of an app called Reducify, and it's a financial technology app that's designed to help accelerate student loan payoff, which is really big because there's trillions of issues in student loans. She also, the big thing here, she strives to help others break out of the pattern of unhealthy money management to create lasting wealth. There's so many people who struggle with this, even more so, you know, weight loss and all that stuff. The other thing is this, what a lot of people don't know, she serves as a panelist and a mentor for United Negro College Fund, the Thurgood Marshall College Institute. And you know what, when you think of all the stuff that she's doing, you wonder, you know, there's no wonder why she's been named or been awarded, you know, top 50 under 50. So, you know what, Romy, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Steve. And thank you to the listeners for joining us today. It's especially a privilege to be here with you during Women's History Month, considering that out of the 92,000 certified financial planners here in the nation in the United States, women, we make up only about 21% of that figure. So it's only about 19,000 women certified financial planners within the nation. So happy Women's History Month.
Well, you know what? I actually think there's going to be more and more women financial planners out there. And the reason being is there's, how to put it, you know, 90% of males pass away with a wife. And you know what? There's a lot of people, a lot of ladies that, you know, I'd pass away without a husband. So it's very important that they get great advice. And, you know, women are wonderful at that. I think most women have a special touch for it. So I think that's outstanding. So I want to thank Absolutely. You for mentioning that. Now, I always love to ask this, Romy, what got you started in the financial industry? What, you know what, I can tell you're a passionate person by everything I've read about you. So which got your passions going?
That's a great question, Steve. You know what, as a child, I was always a phenomenal saver, so much so that I applied for and actually worked at a bank while I was attending college. And then immediately after graduation, I launched my career with one of the largest asset managers in the world, Fidelity Investments, as a stock trader at the age of 23 years old. From there, I was promoted to working with high net worth clients, so millionaires. I worked with millionaires in my 20s. And that's what really motivated me to continue my career as a financial planner. And it also inspired me to start my financial management company, Asset Achievers, to be able to provide financial management to the everyday person and make wealth building accessible to specifically first generation wealth builders like myself.
I think it's wonderful you're giving back, because a lot of people who are financial planners don't focus on first generation.
And, absolutely.
I think that's wonderful. I also really love, I was checking out your app there. My son's already on it, by the way, because he just graduated, got his master's, but he has some debt.
Good. Tell him, come on over.
So I think that's really cool. So, you know what, one of the big things we're talking about today, especially with all the mess that's in the world, how to approach money differently in this market. And, you know, I just want to start with the very first question here that a lot of people don't pay attention to. And I've just got to say this up front. If you're not paying attention, you're going to be sorely surprised. So you really want to pay attention to what Romy's talking about here. And the first question is, you know, money loses value due to inflation, rising costs of gas, food, rent, borrowing, all that kind of stuff. So how can people start looking at, hey, you know, let's just think about it. If I had $100,000 last year and inflation was 7.1% and I was earning 2, that means my $100,000 is only worth $95,000 in purchasing power.
Right.
So what should people be doing when it comes to inflation on their hard-earned dollars?
Well, as you mentioned, Steve, when you have high inflation at 6%, like we're having today, that affects a multitude of things. One being the cost of borrowing becomes more expensive for items such as credit cards, mortgages, auto loans, personal loans, and even student loans. So all of those things become much more expensive to the everyday person. So it always works to your advantage to be strategic about the way that you pay your debt, but even more so during times of high inflation like today. So ideally, if you have a variety of debt, it's best to prioritize paying the debt that's costing you the most money. So that would be the debt with the highest interest rate. So when you prioritize that debt that's costing you the most money, ultimately it ends up saving you money. And then you're able to place that additional money towards other debt, towards your savings, towards your investment. So that's one way to address it and strategize your money. The opposite end of the spectrum, we know that high inflation also affects deposit accounts in a positive way. So this is actually a prime time for individuals to take advantage of having money in their savings accounts, specifically high yield savings accounts, CDs, and money markets, because those items are some of the safest places to keep your money, Steve. And not only that, they're actually earning some of the highest rates that they've earned over the last 10 years. So all of my clients at Asset Achievers, I recommend that they either have one of these type of products to help combat inflation, because CDs, high yield savings, and money markets, they're currently earning between about 3.5% to 5%. So if you have inflation running at 6%, that's helping you combat inflation by having one of those type of products that's earning you much more money than a regular savings account.
That's wonderful. So, you know, when it comes to money savings in an inflationary period, you know what? What percentage of somebody's money should they be having in a savings account? You know, knowing that, hey, we might be a point or two short of where, you know, let's be candid. The banks have never really kept up with inflation. The interest rates are always a little bit lower. But so when it comes to that, how much would make sense for somebody to keep in savings as opposed to, you know, having everything in there? You know, what would be a good percentage of assets to keep in savings?
That really depends on the person, their overall goals, and their expenses. So I normally recommend between 5 and 10% as we, you know, see what's really happening within the economy in this possible recession. Then you may even want to increase your savings just to have enough of a buffer in case of emergency, because we see that there's been hundreds and thousands of layoffs. So we're just in a period of heightened uncertainty. So I would recommend between 5 and 10%. And then depending on how the economy is going, you may want to increase that percentage of savings.
Okay. So I think that's great. Now I want to jump back to something we talked about before about paying off debt. You know what? You talked about a method by paying off the highest interest rate first. So
yes,
this economy with rising interest rates, especially on credit cards, and I'm going to bet some of the credit card interest rates have gone from 14 all the way up to 18 or 19 because the interest rate increases. And when you're looking at that, you're like, wow, that's a lot of money. But you know what? When somebody is, kind of grinding it out, so to speak, trying to pay those things off, what are ways that people can, you know, find areas to save money or, you know, make more money to pay off those credit card debts so they can get to the point where they're saving money?
Well, let me tell you, Steve, I've been there, done that. My spouse and I, we actually paid off $130,000 of student loan debt within 2.5 years. So I know all about cutting expenses. And the truth of the matter is when you have times like we have today, high inflation and numerous layoffs, you really do have to take inventory of your money and find out exactly what areas can you save on or what areas can you cut on your expenses. And what we find most of the time when I go through my clients and look at their balance sheets is that individuals normally spend the most money on food and eating out. And so that was one of my personal biggest expenses as well while I was going through the time frame of paying down my student loan debt. So for me, I made a plan to cook more often throughout the week since food is one of the largest expenses. And I know that everyone is not good at cooking or don't have that skill, but you have to, you know, be as strategic as possible in cutting your expenses. Another item that I found for a lot of my clients were those like entertainment expenses, but not necessarily the things that you may use. Like you may have a gym membership that you're not utilizing fully. One more area that I was able to save almost $1,000, at least $750 a year. And that was just simply switching my cell phone carrier. A lot of people don't think about that. And oftentimes we're loyal to these companies that we have. But when it comes down to your bottom line and your dollars, you have to be strategic as possible. So I would say food, that's one area to look and find out if you can cut your expenses there. Providers, whether it's your cell phone or even switching your insurance carrier. There was another area in which I was able to save money by switching my insurance.
Romy, thank you very much. That's wonderful. Hey, folks, we're going to have to take a break, pay some bills. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Romy Pickrun and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family and associates. It's just been wonderful. If you're looking for replays, they're available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Spotify channel, so you never miss a show. By the way, you want to check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. By the way, you can also follow us at Saving with Steve Sexton on Facebook. You can get replays, behind the show stuff where you can see everybody make the fun flubs. And you know what? You also get some guests there. So with that, I want to welcome Romy Pickrun back. She's a certified financial planner. We're lucky to have her. She's been giving us some great advice, especially during this messy times. Romy, let's talk about developing methods to save more money or invest in reputable defensive sectors. You know, you already talked about high yield savings. What are other things people can do? Because right now, most people have some sort of a balanced portfolio. They're across all different market sectors, demographics, all kind of stuff like that. They got bonds, and basically they're seeing their bond funds go down because interest rates are going up, and they're seeing what's happening in the market because it declines all over. What can they do when you talk about reputable defense sectors?
Yes. So as we know, economists are saying that there is a likelihood of a 60% likelihood of a recession this year. So during times of a recession, defensive sectors tend to stabilize or perform better than other sectors within the stock market. And so when I talk about defensive sectors, I'm specifically speaking about utilities, consumer staples, and then you have healthcare. And when you think about it, it all makes sense because those are the items that we tend to utilize no matter what's happening in the economy. You're going to keep your lights on. You're going to still utilize your water. Everyone's got to buy food and beverages. So that's why those sectors tend to stabilize or perform better during the other sectors during times of economic hardships or recessions. And there's one more sector that I would like to throw in there, Steve, that a lot of people do not think about during times of recession that I believe that we should bring to the forefront. And that's real estate, but specifically REITs, real estate investment trusts. Based on research, REITs have historically outperformed during periods of above average inflation, like we're experiencing today. And for those of you who are not familiar with real estate investment trusts, those are just companies who operate and manage real estate or other investments within real estate that are income producing. And the good thing about those is that they pay a high dividend, so they help to also combat inflation when you have a high dividend and steady earnings during times of economic hardship. But overall, the theme should be for investors to look for value investments, so investments that are paying dividends, that have strong earnings, and that have the potential to ride out either a recession or economic hardship. So those would be those strong companies that have been around for some time.
I totally understand because I was thinking about that. You know, healthcare. You break your arm, it doesn't matter what your economic situation is. You're going to the doctors, okay?
Absolutely.
Or you have a health issue, you're going. And you know what? Everybody's flushing a toilet. Everybody's turning on the water. Everybody, is doing those things. I totally get that. I do have a question for you about the real estate investment trust.
Yes.
There's a lot of different types of real estate. So there's real estate like you have vacation properties.
Yes.
You might have small office buildings. How important it is to have the right real estate within the real estate investment trust? Because, you know, it's just like certain types of real estate. Yes, they do well during certain period of times, but there's other things that might not be doing well based off economics.
Yes. And that's a great point. So thank you for pointing that out, Steve. Specifically, real estate investment trust areas, such as we mentioned just earlier, you have healthcare real estate. Real estate investment trusts. And you also have data centers. Those are the areas to look to during times of a recession, because as we mentioned, with healthcare, no matter what, you're going to go to the doctor, you're going to fill your prescription. So those healthcare real estate investment trusts are prime for times of a recession, just because they're going to be much more stable than other types of real estate investment trusts throughout this time frame.
So when you say data farms, help people.
Data centers.
When you say data centers, help people understand what that is.
Data centers. So think about a company like T-Mobile or even a Facebook. So you have to have a data center to store the type of information that you receive from people when we're searching the website or when we're on our phones and we're Googling things. So those would be data centers that the big companies utilize to store our information.
Okay, so what you're saying is you've got this millions of square foot place that's just filled with servers. And basically, they got to have them. Otherwise, Facebook or Amazon or some other company is not going to be able to do what they need to do to support their environment.
Absolutely. And we're all utilizing the World Wide Web. So those data centers are going to be around for some time.
Great. Now, we have a few minutes left. Just a couple of questions here. You know what? We talked about having, you know, a 60% potential of a recession. If people are planning for things like that, what would be, I know you talked about, you know, making sure you get as high as interest as possible on your money. But
yes.
Overall, what's like a 1, 2, 3 that we can give our listeners? Hey, here's the first three steps. Here's your first three priorities. What would be those first three priorities?
First priorities, I would recommend ensuring that you have your emergency money within either a high yield savings, a money market, and the additional money in a CD. And that's going to be one of the first ways to combat inflation because they're earning between 3.5% and 5%, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. The second thing, if you have debt, definitely make sure that you are prioritizing your high interest debt, the debt that's costing you the most money, because as rates go up, it's just costing you more and more money to own that debt. And then the third thing, if you are investing, this is a great time to rebalance your money and to ensure that your portfolio is properly positioned for a possible recession. And the way that you do that is to have a good portion of it in defensive sectors such as healthcare, such as utilities and consumer staples, and even considering adding real estate investment trusts to your portfolio just because they have historically outperformed during periods of higher inflation.
That's wonderful. Romy, we have about a minute and a half left. And my understanding is you have a financial literacy class, and I'd love for you to share that with our listeners. So if somebody would like to partake in it, they know where to go and the whole shot.
Absolutely. So I have a recession ready class coming up here for Financial Literacy Month at the end of April. And we discuss the principles of having your money ready for a possible recession, just like economists are predicting here soon. So that class is available at the end of April, and you can go to assetachievers.com. And it's not up today, but we'll have that up here very soon. And that's assetachievers.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Asset Achievers, and also on LinkedIn under my name, Romy Pickron.
Romy, could you do us a big favor? Could you forward us an email with the link for your class?
Yes.
We'd love to put it up on the website. So if somebody wants to go there, go, hey, where can I find it? And they forget everything else, they can go right there and they can just select that link and get involved with your class. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Beautiful. Steve.
Romy, I want to thank you so much for being here on Saving with Steve. You know what? The wisdom you imparted to people in this time is just going to make a big difference in their lives. So everybody, thank you, Romy, for being part of the show. This is Romy Pickron. She's a certified financial planner, and you can see your passion. You can see why she's been awarded 50 under 50, which is kind of cool. You know what? I'd love to have you back again. So thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's been a complete pleasure to be here with you and your listeners today.
All righty. Perfect. You have a wonderful day. Stay safe and stay healthy. You're going to have to take a break, pay some bills. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. You know, one of the big things we need to discuss is, you know, what's going on economically. The question is, Romy talked about how to get prepared for this economic storm. So let's talk about it a little bit further. Again, we all started with the pandemic. You know what? In fact, most economists predicted a recession in 2021, and that got pushed down the road a little bit because we had the pandemic, and you know what? Basically, the government threw in what, $20 trillion over a 2 or 3 year period into the economy. And as a result, we saw supply chain issues, the Ukraine war. We saw high inflation overseas. We're seeing inflation over here. And the Fed started raising interest rates. And as they raised interest rates, we started seeing the inklings of earnings for companies decline. And as those earnings started to decline, we're starting to see, you know what, layoffs, okay? And in fact, there's been 380 companies that have laid off over thousands of people since the first of the year. And we just heard Facebook did it again, another 10,000. And we're likely going to see more. Now, one of the side effects of that inflationary increase is now we see mortgage rates at almost 7%, making it much more expensive to get a mortgage. Think about it. Yeah, $800,000 mortgage at the beginning of 2022 at 2.5%, you're looking at a little over $3,000 a month. Now you're looking at almost $5,000, $6,000 a month in interest alone. You know, on an $800,000 mortgage, you could be paying as much as $100,000 a year just to make the mortgage payment. Makes it much harder to afford. So housing prices are going to be going down. Less people buying the whole shot. On top of that, one of the things that most people don't realize is your banks in the last 3 years, what have been doing? Hey, they've been giving low-cost loans at 2.5%. They've been buying low interest rates for the last 8 or 9 years. And then all of a sudden, in a short period of time, we've seen interest rates go from the twos or next to nothing all the way up to six, okay? And in fact, they're expecting to see interest rates here further, but this is causing issues with banks. We're beginning to see, which we've already seen with SVU Bank, First Republic, and now Credit Suisse, a worldwide bank, okay, meaning the issues that we're having, the economic mess, you're seeing one storm after another. And the reality is the Federal Reserve, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And the thing that you need to understand about that is if they don't raise interest rates, we've got inflation. We're also adding to the debt, okay? If they add to the debt, that means taxes are going to go up. We're going to have issues there. And if they raise interest rates, we're going to see more unemployment. We're going to see more issues with banks. So either way they go, we've got some problems. And that storm is probably going to come quicker than later. And the reason why I say that is, who out there thought 3 weeks ago there was going to be an issue in the banking system? Think about it, folks. You know what? One way or another, we're going to see some trouble economically. You're definitely going to want to get prepared for it. So, you know, stay tuned. We're going to give you more stuff on what's going on. I want to thank you for sharing your time here with Saving with Steve. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. We're going to help you with great advice and wonderful guests. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.